And good Thursday morning, everyone. Welcome back to Wake Up with Cheddar. I'm Baker Machado in New York. The House voted Wednesday to impeach President Trump, officially making him the very first president in American history to be impeached twice. Correspondent Simon Marks is live in Washington for us with more. Good morning, Simon. So break down how the final vote unfolded for us and how many Republicans ended up joining Democrats in this.
Well, amazing stuff here, of course, yesterday, Baker, that's being watched all over the world. And you're absolutely right. The only question that we really had throughout the day as that impeachment process moved at a lightning clip, really, was how many Republicans were going to cross sides and join the Democrats. In the end, the final vote wasn't close. 232 in favor of impeachment, 197 opposed, and it was 10 Republicans that decided to turn their backs on President Trump and vote in favor of impeachment. Cover was given to some of them by a member of the Republican leadership, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, one of the daughters of former Vice President Dick Cheney from Wyoming. She indicated earlier that she was going to back impeachment, and she did so, though she made no speech of her own, on the floor of the House of Representatives explaining that decision. And there are some Republicans now pushing for her to be removed from the leadership position that she occupies within the Republican caucus. Others who voted in favor of impeachment included Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, a Republican who very early on in the immediate aftermath of the raid on Capitol Hill, the insurrection and invasion of the building, called for President Trump to be ousted via the 25th Amendment. But the surprise of the day may have been Congressman Tom Rice from South Carolina's 7th Congressional District, who, after voting to back impeachment, issued a statement saying, "I have backed this president through thick and thin for 4 years. I campaigned for him and voted for him twice, but this utter failure is inexcusable." There are, though, many of his constituents back in his home district who have taken to social media and his own Facebook page to express their fury at his decision to turn on President Trump.
Yeah, even the GOP president of the South Carolina Republican Party not happy with him in that vote whatsoever. So, Simon, obviously we're reaching uncharted territory here. It's moving to the Senate. We've never had a Senate trial of what a former president would, revolving a former president. So how is the timeline going to basically shake out here? How is this going to play?
Well, I think it's very unclear, and you're absolutely right. That issue of the fact that by the time this trial begins, Donald Trump will be a former president is a looming constitutional issue for debate on Capitol Hill, where Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, a fervent supporter of President Trump, of course, yesterday after the vote argued, you can't put a former president on trial. The whole impeachment process is designed to go after current occupants of public office who have allegedly besmirched their reputation. So Tom Cotton is arguing this trial can't happen, and he's going to pursue those constitutional arguments. Mitch McConnell has said it won't happen in short order, certainly not before the inauguration, no prospect of it getting underway. So it falls to the incoming Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of the Democrats to decide where to take this. Some Democrats have said Joe Biden needs a clear 100 days to focus on the priorities that he wants to deal with. Don't draw people's attention away from that to a Senate trial. The one thing where there is agreement among Democrats and some Republicans, like Mitch McConnell, is that a trial, if it leads to the conviction of former President Trump, will ban him from ever seeking elected office again. And if there's one thing the Democrats and some Republicans agree upon, it's that they would love to be rid of Donald Trump forever.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if we can find 17 Republicans that'll end up joining Democrats in all of that in the Senate. Simon Marks for us in Washington. Simon, great breakdown. Thank you so much for joining us.